On today's episode of Into Your Head Podcast, hello, number 754, how rhetorical twin fences think, and lots more. To get on with today, items that need to be attended to, issues that need to be addressed, coffee. Oh, coffee. We've got lots and lots of coffee. We're positively booming to the seams with coffee. We've got coffee coming out of this bladder. This bladder, which I've been pumping full of bladder of coffee for about the last 3 hours. I've got more coffee here. Frankly, I'm not sure if I've got space for it. I don't know if I'll be able to drink it. Not least because I've just downed a glass of energy drink as well. A glass of energy drink, I've downed it. I just poured it in like I was pouring some disinfectant down a toilet. I just poured it in and said, do your magic energy drink. Although it hasn't really been doing its magic lately, I'm finding. I had energy drink a couple of times this week and I still wasn't in the mood to make a podcast. Sorry about that. I'm becoming increasingly unreliable in terms of this production through no fault of my own or anyone else's. It's nobody's fault. I'm not blaming anyone, not myself, not least myself. So if you're me and you're listening back to this during the editing process, don't panic. I'm not blaming you and I'm not blaming anyone else. There's no blame to be apportioned here. This is a blame-free podcast schedule reduction. What's not even planned? Not even planned at all. It's not even going to be a reduction. It just happens to be a lot of gaps lately. Gaps, just like my back fence is developing a lot of gaps. It's from age. It's aging. It's my back fence is at least 7 years old now. It was battered down by winds this winter and then put back up. And then it was battered down by more winds and then put back up. And it just says, ah, I'm just going to start developing holes and let the wind through in little small amounts through little holes in various parts of myself throughout the year. And maybe that'll ease back the amount of big gusts that come along and blow me down. I suppose if I was a fence, I'd probably think like that. You have to think outside the box, you know. And the fence is trying to think outside the box, which is quite an achievement when you're an inanimate object that's basically designed as a box for someone's garden. Well, one side of a box, one panel of a box, if you're a fence panel. I wonder if the fence does think like that, does it think as a whole, or does each individual fencing panel have a separate brain, or how does that work? Probably doesn't work at all, because it's all fictional and rhetorical. Anyway, hello, and welcome to the show. I've always been a great believer in the dictum, do not cover, Lytron, 1, 2, and then an empty space that's presumably doesn't correspond to any setting, and then another button knob down here that's for switching it from hot air to cold air. That's what it's for. Anyway, I've always been a great believer in that. Not that I'm a believer in those particular instructions. I'm a believer in reading what's on a product that you buy, that you're going to use. Read what's on it, because the stuff that's written on it is aimed at you. It's not aimed at anyone else. It's aimed at the end user, and that will be you. You're the end user. You're not the person who's being used, and you're not the inanimate object that's being used. You're the user. You're just like a drug addict. That's what you're, a user of consumer items. You go out and you buy cars and little electric heaters for your studio and printers that you never use, and cups of coffee that you don't even drink. But I'll come to that later or earlier. I can't remember which. No, it's later in the show. We'll come to that. And you're basically a consumer of, you're a so-called consumer of everything because you buy it, but then you don't use half of the stuff that you buy. And that's where you're going wrong. At least have have the decency to read the instructions before you stop using it, before you start not using it. When you get it home, open it up, have a read of the stuff that's on it. If it says do not cover, then do not cover, especially if it's a CD and it says this is the Rolling Stones' Start Me Up, please do not cover, do not do a cover version of this. See, what, well, that's very clever of me there. What I do, I said do not cover, but then I said it was in relation to a piece of music that you're not, they don't want you to do a cover version of. I find it very hard to resist the temptation to do covers of things that I listen to. I was listening to Billy Joel's Piano Man the other day, and I thought this would be much better on harmonica. Well, not better, you can't out better Billy Joel, but you can do an alternative version. You can go, sing me a song, you're the piano man, sing me a song tonight. And it still makes sense, because the person in the bar who's asking him to sing the song has a harmonica. So I'm not claiming that the piano man is playing a harmonica instead of a piano. No, it's not changing the story at all. It's not setting Piano Man the story of the song in a different universe, like what Marvel would do with it. No, I'm just saying that the fella asking him for the song request is playing a harmonica. He's saying, sing me a song, Mr. Piano Man, sing me a song tonight. Well, we're all in the mood for a melody, I just need to go for a shite. Oh, it's very vulgar. Anyway, two rhetorical wooden fencing panels walk into a bar. One of the rhetorical fencing panels goes straight up to the bar counter and says, hello, can I have a pint of your finest Guinness, please? And the man behind the bar says, oh, I thought you two were co-joined at the hip. Did you have an operation or something? And the rhetorical fencing panel says, No, contrary to popular misconception, fencing panels are completely separate from each other. We're not even twins. We can live independently. I went off to work today, left my other fencing panel at home watching television. Wasn't a problem at all. Didn't have any anxiety separation issues. And the man behind the bar says, oh, that's interesting. That's very interesting indeed. And the fencing panel says, is it? Oh, I'm not used to being called interesting. I'm a fencing panel. And the man behind the bar says, oh, I wasn't saying that you were interesting. I was just saying that your attitude is interesting. By interesting, I don't mean absolutely fascinating. Don't get a swelled head. I'm just saying it's vaguely interesting in that it kept me listening for 20 seconds or so. Now, point of my finest Guinness, is it? And the fencing panel says, yes, please. And the man behind the bar says, have you any idea what this stuff will do to your timber? Have you been treated in the last 5 years? And the fencing panel says, what do you mean, for alcoholism or for wood rot? And the man behind the bar says, don't get smart. Have you been varnished in the last 5 years? Have you been sprayed with some sort of protective coating? And the fencing panel says, no, why? And the man behind the bar says, then I'm not going to pour Guinness all over you. It's for your own good. Give me your car keys. And the fencing panel says, I don't have car keys. Why in the name of Christ would I have car keys? And the man behind the bar says, exactly. Why in the name of Christ would you have car keys? You've no reason to have them, so give them to me. And the fencing panel says, okay, here you go. And he reaches out his hand with knotting in it and hands the knotting to the man behind the bar to humour him. And the man behind the bar says, oh, thank you very much. Except you haven't handed me anything. What is this? Do you have an imaginary car or something? And the fencing panel says, yes, that's it. I have an imaginary car. In fact, it's a rental. I rent an imaginary car every now and then. I only need it for when I'm asleep dreaming. I rent an imaginary car to drive around in the dream world so I can see a bit more of it while I'm there for the short few hours every night when I'm in the dream world. And the man behind the bar says, oh, that's fascinating. fascinating. That's absolutely fascinating. There you go. Are you happy now? You've managed to fascinate me for 3 seconds. Only because I'm studying psychology by night. Like, I'm interested in that sort of thing. And the fencing panel says, wait a minute, your day job is a barman. Surely that involves a lot of night work. How are you managing to do to go to college at night at the same time? Surely you'd go to a day course. And the barman says, you'd think that, wouldn't you? And the barman says, not only would I think that, I do think that. And the man behind the bar says, well, at least you have the courage of your convictions. Well, give me your key, proper keys now, or you'll end up with another type of conviction that'll destroy your career. And the wooden fence says, what does that mean? Would you ever go away like that with your old crap? With your crippity, crippity, crappity, crappity, crippity, 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 crap. And the barman says, I don't know what he says. I stopped listening at that point. I lost interest myself. I stayed interested for about 4 minutes, but then I lost interest, so I don't know what happened after that. But I think enough happened for it to be a legitimate story, don't you? A talking fence, for Christ's sake, what more could you want? Anyway, on with the show. Now, I know what you're thinking there. You're thinking, he's recording this on polling day for the local and European elections, and he's gotten through 4 minutes of talking about a fence without making any reference to sitting on the fence, as people usually do in relation to voting. I wonder, has he missed a trick there? Well, there's no trick to miss. There's no trick involved in restating something that everybody has said countless times through the centuries in parallel universe. So if he added up the number of people who have made the sitting on the fence remark in relation to elections and fences, usually just after talking about a talking fence and just before talking about election day, that's when they work it in. If you added all those up, you get an infinite number, and if you have an infinite number, there's nowhere to put it, I can tell you. Not in a podcast that's made up of ones and zeros and digitally put up on the thing. You can't have anything infinite on the internet, no matter how big the internet may be. You put something that's infinite up there, and I can tell you, you think now you have problems, America, with your what you call it, that thing they're doing with the internet, where they're charging more for different kinds of sites or something. What's it called? You know that thing they're doing. Net neutrality. You think you have problems now with their lack of net neutrality coming. Try putting something infinite up there and then see what happens to your bills then, I can tell you. Netflix, put up something infinite on your site. Maybe an episode of House of Cards where the fella goes off into space to see how many corrupt things he can do in space, and he has an infinite amount of time to do it, and it's done in the style of 24, where it's in real time, so it's real infinite time. Put that up on your Netflix there and see what happens with your bandwidth. I can tell you well, I can't tell you what will happen, but I can tell you with almost certainty that bad things will happen, and it won't be a straightforward process. I can tell you, you'll have to have your IT people on call basically 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, forever, and you'll be ringing them up every day saying, there seems to be a problem. I have a lot of customers ringing up trying to watch this infinite episode of House of Cards, and they're saying they can't because they're going to die soon, and it's going to run out unless you make it download faster and play it at double speed. That's how you'd watch it. You'd have to watch it at double speed. You'd have to, at least double speed. If you want to watch something infinite, you'd have to watch it at double speed, so it only takes half of infinity to watch it. Is there such a thing as half of infinity? I don't know. Not a freaking mathematician. I'm just a philosopher. Harry Potter, he's a philosopher. Oh no, he wasn't a philosopher, but there was Harry Potter. Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, and even he didn't manage infinity, because it was only called Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone in this part of the world. It was called something else in America. It was called Harry Potter and the Sorcerer or something. So they gave it a different name. They gave these books different names in different countries just so as not to offend people or whatever it is they do.
You're listening to
the Into Your Head podcast
from Ireland with your humble proprietor, Neil.
It's time for a coffee update. I think I mentioned earlier that I have coffee here, but wasn't sure if I was going to be able to drink it. Haven't managed to drink it so far, and I think it's going cold. There's still a bit of warmth in there, but it's not appetizing warmth. It's not warm enough where I'd want to pour it down my gullet and enjoy it. The only reason I'd be drinking it now would be for the caffeine hit, and I think I've had enough for that. So I'm not going to... I don't think I'm going to drink it. If I'm going to drink something that tastes like crap because it's going cold, then I need to get some benefit from it. I won't get any benefit from this, except to maybe make me a fucking nervous wreck for the rest of the day. I'll be going around thinking, oh, I'm very on edge. I think I've drunk too much caffeine. Coffee or caffeine mixture. I suppose you could combine the two because you say it's coffee plus caffeine, so it's called caffeine. There you go, caffeine. That's a word for you. Well, we use that as the title of the show instead of how Netflix handles infinity, which I keep saying incorrectly. It's infinity, and I keep saying infinity. I don't know why. It's just how it comes out. What did I say? It was called show 754 colon space. Caffeine. There we go. Or will I call it C-O-U-G-H-E-I-N-E? Not that there's any mention of coughing in this show. Although there is now, as I say this, but you know what I mean. I call it caffeine just to be interesting. Because you need to be interesting with these things. You have to attract the attention of the iTunes browser, the casual iTunes browser who goes into iTunes and says, I wonder, is there anything in here that might interest me? I'll judge it by whether there are interesting titles on podcasts. Oh, there's one. Caffeine. I wonder what that means. Maybe it's something about cough medicine that has caffeine in it. Would that be a thing? Maybe it would, because you can have headache tablets that have caffeine in them. They're supposed to give you an extra hit of headache easement, but you can't eat them at night. You can't eat headache tablets at night if they have caffeine in them, because they'll keep you awake. They'll keep you awake through the depths of night. You'll be up pissing half the night for one thing, and for another thing you'll be awake when you're not up. You go back to bed after your piss and you go, I'm in bed now, am I asleep yet? And yourself will answer, no, you're not asleep yet. And why are you referring to me in the second party? I'm you. Just say, am I asleep yet? You don't say, are you asleep yet? And you say, but you're calling me you, why can't I call you instead of calling you me? You're a hypocrite. And then you say, yes, you're correct that I'm a hypocrite, but you're me, so it's me that we're both hypocrites. In fact, we're one hypocrite together. We're like me and myself are like joint, we're like joined twins, joined at the brain. In fact, it's as if we're one person. In fact, we are. We're a co-joined singular twin. Isn't it absolutely fucking fantastic? It's a miracle of modern science. Although science had nothing to do with it. I was born like this. Oh, that would make a good title as well, wouldn't it? Because caffeine, I've been looking at caffeine on the screen for the last couple of minutes since I thought of it. I don't like how it looks, so I'm going to change it. Show 754, I was born like this. Now the only thing remains is which words to capitalize. I'll just do whatever looks right. There we go. I capitalize the I and the B on the born and the T on the this, but I'm toying with leaving like uncapitalized. I think it's fine like that. I think it's appropriate. You normally capitalize the main words of a title but leave the minor words uncapitalized. So I do it like that. There's no fixed rules for this, although maybe there is in the laws of grammar somewhere. Well, I don't believe in subscribing to the laws of grammar unless I want to. It's a free world. It's a free world, and you're free to not live in it if you don't want to. So I choose not to live in the world. I choose to live in my own world. until I have to go out and get milk. I have to venture into your world then. Well, I suppose I'm fine with that. I go out and I make up for my loss of freedom by going out in my loungewear if it's the local shop. Anyway, on with the show.
Are you a cat? Or do you know somebody who might be? Then tell yourself about Matchstick Cats, Neil's webcomic. Brand new episodes at intoyourhead.com.
Now, I know what you're thinking there. You're thinking, this is all very interesting. It's all very interesting. Well, where's his harmonica? He hasn't done anything with his harmonica yet. I've listened through the whole episode from start to finish and there's been nothing involving his harmonica, which is quite unusual. So he should insert a segment here in the middle in retrospect that involves his harmonica. I was just thinking the exact same thing myself, except not exactly the same thing. What I was thinking was the show was only 25 minutes and 25 seconds long and it needs a bit more, so I'll put something in the middle. And then I started speaking and I found myself saying, I know what you're thinking there, there's being no harmonica. And I thought, oh, this'll do. If I can keep this going for a couple of minutes, then we'll have a half hour episode, which is the least that you deserve when I've become increasingly infrequent with my output. The least I could do was make a full length standard half hour episode of it. Anyway, we do a harmonica tune, seeing as how I've been speaking about my harmonica, we might as well. Oh, harmonica. Oh, harmonica. This is my harmonica. And this is my voice. And this is both of them together. I was saying this is both of them together, but I don't know if you could make out what I was saying. This reminds me of The Goon Show, an old-time BBC radio comedy programme featuring Spike Milligan, among others. And in the middle, they always had a musical interlude, and there was always a fella with his harmonica. What was he called? Ah, some fella with his harmonica. It was very good. A bit old-fashioned. Well, it wasn't old-fashioned in its day, I can tell you. The Goon Show was not unfashionable in its day, unlike The Gong Show, which you Americans had, which was very old-fashioned. It was very old-fashioned indeed. Go listen to The Goon Show instead. Stop be listening to your Gong Show. I only know about The Gong Show originally from a Frank Zappa song. He says, something, 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 and then I listen to The Gong Show. And then something, something, something thing. I heard about it there on the Frank Zappa song, on the Frank Zappa album that I used to own and probably still do somewhere. I heard it there and then I heard it somewhere else. And then I said, oh, that must be the Gong Ting Show thing that Frank Zappa refers to. And now there's somebody is telling me what it is on some radio program or something. So now I know. That's what I thought. So now I know I can get on with my life. I was getting on with my life anyway, as probably just background filler while I went for a walk or something. It's interesting to acquire these bits of knowledge, but you can live without them. You just get them as background knowledge, a bit like background noise, except it's information. Anyway, on with the show. Two cats walk into a coffee-based medicines bar. One of the cats goes straight up to the coffee-based medicines bar and says, "Hello, barman, are you here, please? Hello, I'd like some attention." And the man behind the bar says, "Oh, I'm here, but I'm not a barman, I'm a pharmacist. This is a place where we sell medicines, and it's not really considered responsible to use the same terminology that you would for someone who provides alcohol. Although now that you mention it, many common medicines contain alcohol. He just wouldn't drink a pint of them. He wouldn't drink a pint of cough medicine, not if you know what's good for you, and you clearly don't if you have to come to me for advice. You're not an expert in what's good for you. I'm an expert in what's good for you, or at least I'm an expert in reading prescriptions and coming up with the goods, so to speak. Doctors are great at giving out prescriptions and telling you what's good for you, but they don't come up with the goods. I come up with the goods. The doctor will say, you need to take some medicine, well then he'll send you to me, and I'll come up with the medicine. It's all very well being all, give you, have some medicine, here, do something about everything, just don't expect me to make the medicine for you. No, some people are thinkers in the medical world, and some people are doers, and I'm a doer. I do the medicine thing. Anyway, how can I help you, sir? I walked into a bar, was it a cat? I can't remember, or was it something else? Anyway, let's say it was a cat, and the cat says, can I have a pint of your finest cough medicine, please? And the man behind the bar says, you're not listening to a word I say, are you, sir? And the cat says, oh, it certainly is. It certainly is, although they say it's going to become cloudy tomorrow. I had a friend, a cat called Cloudy once. Had another one called Stormy. Funny how they name the weather after cats. And the man behind the bar says, do you have a cough, sir? And the cat says, indeed I do. Have several coughs. Keep them tucked away for a rainy day in a bowl in the corner of the room. And the man behind the bar says, I think I'd like you to leave now, sir. And the cat says, I think I'd like to leave now, sir, too. Will I turn around, or will I just walk backwards? Which would you look less weird? And the man behind the bar says, looks are not important. Image is nothing. Thirst is everything. Obey your thirst. And the cat says, I'm trying to obey my thirst, but you won't give me a pint of cough medicine. And the barman says, well, how about you let me recommend something else for you to drink? And the cat says, oh, I suppose, if nothing else to do, what do you recommend? And the barman says, I recommend a pint of my finest Guinness, except with the alcohol removed, which being a chemist, I can do. Most bars can't do that for you. They can't remove the alcohol, but I can. I can help my chemistry set here, and I can remove the alcohol. I've never done it before, but I'm pretty sure I can. I suppose I just get a pipette. Dip the pipette in and suck out the alcohol through that. That's bound to work. I must remember not to suck it all the way into my mouth, though. I'll bring it into the rotund part of the pipette halfway up and let it rest there until I take the pipette out of the alcohol. Then I dump the alcohol into a bowl somewhere. Maybe I'll use it for something else. Maybe someone else will want a pint of non-alcoholic beer with alcohol added to it because they like a particular brand by taste, but they want alcohol in it. Although I'll have to explain to them then that alcohol will change the taste. That's not for you to worry about, though. Anyway, that's what I recommend, sir. And the cat says, Christ, you're a lunatic, and runs out. And the great night is had by all. It's time for a further coffee update. It's still here. It's still here. And I can now sense, just by putting my hand on the cup, that it's now so cold that if I were to drink it, I would instantly want to, want to vomit it up into this microphone. While that would make for very interesting listening, it would also destroy this microphone, which is not conducive to proper podcasting, if you ask me. You can't be going around puking up all over your equipment just to make content, because then you've nothing to scoop the content up with. You need a microphone to scoop the content up with, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to not puke over the microphone. I've decided now that's made an editorial decision not to cause myself to needlessly vomit over the equipment. I think that's reasonable. It's not for, well, maybe it's not reasonable, maybe it is. It's not for you to say. I make the editorial decisions around here. You can make the editorial decisions about your life. I'll make the editorial decisions about my podcast, and we'll all live, we're all going to get along just fine if we stay out of each other's hair, give each other a bit of space. You give me a bit of space to do my podcast, I'll give you a bit of space to live your life. That's the deal that's on the table. You can like it or lump it, you can take it or you can you shove it up your arse, which I would count as taking it, because you'd have to pick it up first and then shove it up your arse. Why would you do that? I don't know. If you don't want to take something and then you shove it up your arse instead, that's just turning it. That's just, instead of taking it orally, you're taking it, what's that thing they call when you take something? You know, those medicines you take non-orally. So you're still taking it. You're just taking it in a less respectful way. I suppose you're making a point. So you're taking it under protest. That's what you're doing. which you're perfectly free to do. Just be aware that you're still taking it. So suppository, that's the word I was trying to think of. Suppository, would that make a good show title? Not on its own. It would have to be something suppository or suppository something. Let's see, what can we call it? Suppository politics. No, suppository philosophy. So how about suppository? Yeah, there we go. Suppose is a combination of suppository and the word suppose. So suppose it. No, that just looks like I can't spell. That's no good. So suppository. Let's do a Google and see if. No, it's not. I mean, have I even got the word right now? Suppository, is that it? We'll find out on the internet. Search suppository. There we go. Oh, it is spelt the same way as suppose, except without the E. So there's an interesting. But no, it still needs more than that. There's urethral suppositories and vaginal suppositories and non-laxative rectal suppositories, and there's a section on Wikipedia called shape and insertion. Let's see, urethral suppositories. There we go. Will we call the show urethral suppositories? It might as well. Why not? You tell me why not, and I'll review my decision. But for now, we're going to call it urethral suppositories. There we go. Things still taking these more than that. That looks like I'm just trying to shock. Maybe I am. Let's see. Urethral suppository. Okay. Urethral suppository theory. There we go. That's eye-catching, if nothing else. So we'll call the show that, and let's hope it attracts a bit of attention wherever I post it. Anyway, good morning.